Good morning. This is Stacey Anderson with the Associated Press.
Good morning, Ms. Anderson.
How are you doing?
Splendid, thank you.
Okay, great. I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out to talk with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, first off, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Black History Month program.
Yes.
Okay, and just so you know, we are recording this for radio distribution.
Okay.
So when you're answering the questions, I'm going to try not to say mm-hmm or anything because I don't want to interrupt you.
Thank you.
Just so you know. Okay. Well, first off, with the Black History Month program, I was able to listen to it yesterday, and it was really, really insightful. I'm just wondering, how did you select these five particular guests for the program? And if you can talk a little bit about what they brought to the conversation on the Civil Rights era.
Actually, it was the most difficult decision. It's an embarrassment of riches. That is to say, for every one person I chose, there were five others just as well-known, just as thorough, just as dedicated to his or her field as the one I chose. So that's a question I almost was hoping wouldn't be asked, and that's the first one you've asked. But it's true, it was very difficult to choose them. However, people's availability had something to do with it. Tell me, who did you hear first?
Well, I listened to all of them, but, you know, the one that I really, really, which really touched me was the one by Nikki Finney.
Oh, yes.
That was just really interesting to me. And then also with the Ambassador Young, being that I'm from Stone Mountain, Georgia,
yes.
It was nice to listen to him as well.
Their histories are so similar and so different in that Miss Finney is our poet laureate. And being a poet is usually a very solitary and introverted life. And Ambassador Young, being the first black mayor of Atlanta, and then senator, then of course, ambassador to United Nations, is totally extroverted. So they were very interesting, but similar in that they both had the feeling, the importance of Black History Month, and the importance of our trying to make a level field so that the black students enter into the school with the same hopes and possibilities as the white students.
And the youngest guest that you had was Mary J. Blige, and she was explaining her personal growth over the years, and she was saying how she drew so much strength from female civil rights figures, including you. You know, what was it like to have her say that to you?
It was wonderful. She was one of the wannabes at the fete at the festival that Oprah Winfrey gave for the legends, and there were those of us who were 50 and over, and some many more than that. And we were the legends, and the wannabes were the younger women who were invited. So I was such a fan of Miss Blige that I asked someone to go tell her that I'd like to meet her. And Miss Blige came. She said, "Does she even know my name?" I guess thinking I'm so old, I might not know young people, but young people fascinate me, so I stay alert. I try to stay in current with what they're doing and what they're saying. And when I met her, she's just as charming as I would wish for a daughter of mine to be, and just as dedicated to her field and to be the best she can be. So I was pleased to talk with her.
Okay, and I know that my first question kind of threw you off a bit about how you selected these five guests, but maybe this is a better question for you. What do you want people to take away from this program, from this conversation with these five guests?
First, that first question was just on time. It was so difficult. I worked with the producer very closely to choose those five people. So, but the question, I knew it would come, and I'm glad you asked it first. What I hope is that people who hear the program will know that the work is not done, the work of making our country more than it is today, more than what James Baldwin called these yet-to-be United States. Our work still remains, and we have to do the best we can do. The young people have a charge to keep. They have responsibility. And some don't know that, or maybe some have heard it but don't recognize it. But you, as a broadcaster, as a journalist, you have a charge to keep. And what I hope you will hear from these older people or other people is that it's onerous. That means it's heavy, but it's honorable. It's wonderful to be responsible for the time you take up and the space you occupy. It's wonderful. You like yourself a lot. So we want to reach a time when there won't be Black History Month, when Black history will be so integrated into American history that we study it along with every other history. You see, that's the hope.
Yes.
And we have to continue to work until that is true, mm-hmm. until that becomes a fact.
Okay. And in this program, there's a lot of talk about Martin Luther King Jr. and his experiences with Congressman John Lewis and just his influence on a lot of the guests. And I know that you were very vocal about the monument and the quote. And the National Park Service has since announced that they are going to correct that quote. You know, and that's a big part from you speaking up. How do you feel about the National Park Service taking the step to correct it?
I think it's a wonderful thing. Some people called me to say, wasn't I proud? I'm not proud. And it's not just because I spoke up. I spoke up. But other people agreed or there wouldn't be this decision to change. You see? The artist, the sculptor, and the architect had the right to put on their work what they wanted to place. I am a friend of Martin Luther King and a mentee, and so I had the right to say what I thought. That's all. And I'm glad that it will be rearranged. But that's a mark, again, of a great artist, a great human being, to be able to say, hey, that's an idea. You remember what I said last week? Well, I've been shown that that's not the wisest thing, so I'm changing my mind. What it proves is not that a person is a giveaway, but that a person is so strong, he or she has the courage to say, thank you for correcting me. Thank you for helping me to say my best speech, for standing on my best foot. Thank you.
Thank you. And in light of Black History Month, I'm sure you've heard the news of Don Cornelius earlier this morning.
I didn't hear that.
Don Cornelius?
I didn't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Wait just a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
There was something static in the line.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, well, I was saying that in light of Black History Month, I'm sure that you've heard of the recent news of Don Cornelius this morning, and I was hoping that you could maybe talk about his contributions to Black history and Black music.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear any news about Don.
Oh, I'm sorry to tell you, but it was reported this morning that Don Cornelius had passed away. Oh.